Thank you, Tracy, for leading us this morning in worship. For those of you who are in my Sunday class this morning, didn't those songs fit well with what we were talking about today? And worshiping Jesus and praising Jesus and exalting his name on high. Our discussion kind of led towards the fact that we use the name Jesus so freely and so I think oftentimes unthinkingly, and that's not necessarily one of the things that we need to do, because he is our Savior and he is our Master and our King. I know one of the things that I'm thankful for is air conditioning. Of course, if it was hot, I'd be quicker, but seeing how uncomfortable I can just get in a groove and stay there for an hour or so. So won't be that long, honestly. I don't want anyone pinching that baby when it's time for me to get done. That wouldn't be tough. So we're going to continue on with our talking about the Holy Spirit. There's just so much there to talk about. There's so much the Word says about the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit. And we need to take time on this. Now, we're not going to cover a lot today. It's one of these types of situation. Either you cover one thing thoroughly, or you try to cover a lot of things and go long and end up maybe not saying everything that could be said or should be said. So we're just going to look at one verse today that talks about the Holy Spirit. And we're going to start looking at the work of the Holy Spirit. And that's not a one-sermon topic, because the work of the Holy Spirit is really large. And there's a lot of different things the Holy Spirit does in our life. Things the Holy Spirit gives to us. And we need to take time and we need to focus on the work of the Spirit. And so I can't tell you exactly how many parts there are going to be to this, but it's going to take probably the majority of the rest of the summer. But that sounds like a long time, but when you stop to think about it, a church in the park is coming up and I'm going on vacation, and so I don't know what's going to happen during those times. And at the end of August, Pastor Dean is speaking here, and I'm speaking at the courtyard. So we're only talking probably about 3 or 4 Sundays that we're going to be continuing on with the work of the Holy Spirit. So trust me, that is not adequate to cover the entire thing. But I think maybe one of the better things to do would be to have a Sunday school class on the Holy Spirit, and then we can do more of a discussion type thing, because I know there's a lot of questions out there. One of the downsides to a sermon is you can't respond to what I say. Well, you can, but I don't want you to. Because it just, if you do have questions, you can always ask me afterwards. Anyway, we're going to just, again, take this one passage of Scripture, and I guarantee you we won't be out early today. I don't do that very often because I would be breaking my promise. But today we will, because we're only going to be looking at two aspects of the Holy Spirit, two ways that the Holy Spirit works in us. So turn in your Bibles to John chapter 14, and we're going to look at verse 26, and that's it. Verse 26, of course I'll bring some other passages into it. But in here, Jesus, in his introduction of the Holy Spirit to the disciples, tells the disciples what the Holy Spirit is going to be doing. Now, this is not all-inclusive of what the Holy Spirit does. This is just this verse, because we have other passages of Scripture that talk about the work of the Holy Spirit. But in here, Jesus mentions two things that the Holy Spirit does, and we're going to be looking at those two things. First of all, open your Bibles again to John 14, verse 26. And it reads like this. Jesus speaking, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Let's pray. Father, as we look at this verse, it's so simple and yet it says so much. Lord, I pray that you would just open our hearts, that we would receive your word. Open our eyes, Lord, that we would see the truth in your word. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to more fully understand the importance, power, the work of your Holy Spirit in each and every one of us. Father, speak to us now through your word, through your spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Pretty straightforward in this passage of Scripture. Jesus, again, talks about the Helper, the Holy Spirit. We've already talked about that, whom the Father will send. So we see that, again, we have this connection that God sent Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is going to be returning to the Father, and the Father is going to be sending the Holy Spirit to be in the hearts of each and every believer. And so then at the end of this verse, Jesus mentions two things that the Holy Spirit is going to be doing in us. And the first thing that that this passage of Scripture tells us, and again, this is not complete, this is just this passage of Scripture. First of all, it says the Holy Spirit is going to teach. The Holy Spirit is going to teach us. And then he goes on to say that the Holy Spirit is going to teach us all things. Now, when we read this, that the Holy Spirit is going to teach us all things, we have to put it in context with what Jesus is talking about. He's not talking about, he's talking about things of God. He's talking about things that he has taught his disciples. And he's talking about issues that deal with God. It has, you know, so when it says all things, put that in context with all things of God that the Holy Spirit is going to be teaching us. John 16, 13 and 14 says, But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. So when we see what the Holy Spirit is going to teach, it says he will teach you all things. But when we look at that verse, again, it says that he is going to teach us what God wants him to teach us. He's going to teach us what Jesus taught us. There are people who say, and I've heard this many times, and actually a lot of the different cults have started, because people say, well, the Holy Spirit told me to do this. And it's contrary to God's word. I just want you to know, if you ever hear someone say that, or if you even feel in your heart that you're being led to do something that is contrary to the hope, to the scripture, or to God's word, or to the things that Jesus has taught us, that is not of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is only going to teach us the things of God. It says here that he's only going to teach us what he hears from God. He's going to take from Jesus what Jesus has said, and he's going to teach us what Jesus has said. So the work of the Holy Spirit is a teacher for us. Is a teacher for us. He takes what God has for us in God's word. Now, again, I need to really make this clear that there are no new revelations. God spoke to us in His Word, through His Son, and the Holy Spirit takes His Word and teaches us and applies it to us. And if something is contrary to this book, it is not of the Holy Spirit. If it's contrary to what we know of God, it is not of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit only teaches us the things that God desires for us to know. And God is not giving us new revelations. He's not telling us new things. He's not giving us new commandments. Now, He takes His Word and He reveals things in a new way to us. Yes. But be careful. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, but He teaches only the things that God desires Him for Him to teach. 1 Corinthians 2:10-13, Paul writes, "For to us God revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts and spiritual wisdom, spiritual words." So what Paul is saying, he's defending his ministry here, and he's defending what he is saying, but he says the Spirit of God knows the mind of God and does not act independently of God. The Spirit of God does the will of God, just like Jesus Christ did the will of God. And so the Spirit, who knows the mind of God — we don't know the mind of God, but the Spirit does — the Spirit reveals those things to us. But again, the caution is, it can't be contrary to what God has already told us. If it is, then there's something wrong here. There's something wrong, because God's Word is our final authority. And the Holy Spirit takes what's in God's Word and He applies it to our hearts. That's how the Holy Spirit teaches us. And that's how He works. And, you know, being a pastor, I've seen this firsthand. I'll explain to you what I mean by that. I remember this case specifically. It wasn't in this church. It was in the church I was at in Tacoma. And I remember preaching a sermon. And, you know, I'm sure it was a good one. But, you know, today I actually can't even tell you what the sermon was on. But after the sermon, and I greet people as I do here, a lady came out and she was in tears. And, you know, my first thought is it that bad? You know what I mean? And she came out and she said, "Pastor, I just want to know how much that sermon meant to me and how much," and she went into kind of detail of talking about what that sermon said to her and stuff like that. And I almost felt like saying, "Were you listening to me? Because that doesn't sound like what I said." You know, but she was listening to me, but the Holy Spirit was taking what I was saying and applying it to her life. He was teaching her through God's Word and my giving of God's Word. And it's like, wow, I didn't even really hit on that, and yet the Holy Spirit in her heart led her to that place. And it was really cool to hear that. And that's not the only time that's happened. But that is just so vivid in my mind. It's just, you know, kind of like, well, you know, do you have your, you know, those little computer things, and were you watching Swindoll or something, or maybe, you know, maybe Jeremiah or whatever, but no, she was listening to me, but the Holy Spirit was teaching her, and that's why it's I've had people come out of the sermons, and they get very different things out of what I say, and it's like, I said that, you know, and now I will correct if it's wrong. But I mean, it's not, they see things in the scripture that I don't even see. And I'm sure that's happened too. You look at it. I know when Steve and Dean are preaching and I'm sitting there and they're going on something and then all of a sudden there's a point there and I keep thinking in my mind, oh, say this, you gotta say this. You know, and they don't. But I got it. And did they say it? No. So how did I get it? Just with the Holy Spirit leading me in God's Word. And that's how He teaches us. But the other thing that I want to say about the Holy Spirit teaching us is that He teaches us all things, but one of the things that we can be assured is that the Holy Spirit teaches us truth. The Holy Spirit teaches us the truth. Let's go back to John 14, 16 through 17, where again Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. Talking to his disciples, says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, because he abides in you and will be in you. But one of the names of the Holy Spirit, so we've been talking about the names of God, and so really this is, and the Holy Spirit is God. So one of the names of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. What the Spirit teaches us is absolute truth. What the Spirit teaches us is absolute truth. And Jesus uses this name time and time again. In John chapter 15, verses 26 through 27, he says, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. So we have the Holy Spirit coming from the Father, and he's the Spirit of truth, and he is going to testify to Jesus Christ, and he's going to do it faithfully. Truthfully, because the Holy Spirit is God. He's the third person of the Trinity. And in God, we know there is no lying. There is no misleading. There is only truth. And the Spirit of truth teaches us in absolute truth. Then again in John 16, verses 12 through 13, it says, I have many more things say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will disclose it to you what is to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take from Mine and will disclose it to you. It's a verse we've looked at before, but it fits both things. It's when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will guide you. A part of the work of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into truth. And again, that is God's truth. The Holy Spirit does not act independently of God. The Holy Spirit, as Jesus did not act independently of God, the Holy Spirit does not act independently of God. So when the Spirit speaks to us through God's Word and makes God's Word clear to us, it's the truth. It's not going to teach us a falsehood. The Holy Spirit teaches in truth. 1 John. John has a lot to say about this. 1 John 2:27, he writes, as for you, the anointing, which is the Holy Spirit, the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you, but as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you to abide in him. Again, the theme that John has going for you is the Holy Spirit teaches us the things of God. Not something different than what we have heard before, but takes the things of God. Now, there are things, and I'm going to just kind of for a second refer back to the verse. Jesus says, I have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When I was younger in the faith, there are certain passages of Scripture I did not want to read. I don't know, any of you ever have that thing? I didn't want to read it because it was too convicting. I didn't like it. I maybe even have thought, this must be a wrong translation because it just isn't right. But now I understand what it means. Now that I have grown in the Lord, maybe not as much as he'd want me to have, but as I've grown in the Lord, I can understand more of what he's saying, and he's saying this to his disciples. There are things now that I'm saying to you, and they're recorded in God's Word that you cannot understand now, or you can't bear now. But you will, when the Spirit of truth comes upon you, he will guide you into all truth. Now, taking the theme of truth, I think it's really interesting just to kind of do this little bit of a word study on the word truth. In John 14:6, this is what Jesus says. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the truth. And we have the Spirit of truth coming into us. Is that a coincidence that they're both called truth? No. Jesus is the truth. The Spirit testifies to the truth. And then in John 17:17, this is Jesus' great prayer to God on our behalf. Jesus says, sanctify them in the truth. And then he goes on and says, your word is truth. So we have Jesus Christ is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus saying, your word, talking to God, the word of God, is the truth. And God gives to us the Spirit of truth. We can trust the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead us astray, and it's not going to lead us away from God's Word, because God's Word is true. So, again, anything that is leading you or anyone who is telling you something contrary to the Word of God, it is not from the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit takes what is of God and brings it to us, and he is the Spirit of truth. Now, the second thing that Jesus says in this passage of Scripture about the work of the Holy Spirit. And let me read that for you. Again, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. And the second thing he will do is bring to your remembrance all that I have said. How's your memory? How's your memory? You know, I hate to say it, but mine's not as good as it used to be. I don't remember a lot of things that Melissa says to me anymore. Now, I would say that she doesn't say them to me. But I think I'm wrong. I think she does, and I just don't remember them. And vice versa. Fair, Melissa, I say some things that you don't. And it's, you know, it's not that she doesn't remember, she doesn't hear me. Because I'm not. There's a book that says that guys talk blue and women hear pink and women talk pink and women hear blue. Have you ever heard that, read that book? I have. But it sounds like a good one. Because I'm telling you, I really understand that when I'm talking to Hannah about her car. I am talking Lou, she is here in Kingsville. And I'm telling her, they aren't anywhere close. And then when she talks about her car, she's talking to me, then I have no clue what she's saying about her car. Until she makes noises, then I can understand what she's saying, you know, because her noise is just so cute. But basically when she says it goes, and that's it, I got it. It stopped. But a work of the Holy Spirit is to remind us of what God has done. To remind us of His Word. Because we, of all people, have such a short memory about what God has done for us. Now, we like to go back to the Old Testament. We like to just blast the children of Israel. Because we think, how in the world could they go through the Red Sea and they could see the pillar of fire and the cloud and all those things that happened in the manna and all that kind of stuff and still doubt God? How could they do that? Don't they remember? Well, then you got to stop and think, wait a second, do you remember everything God did for you? Do you remember the time when things were bad and you prayed to God and God helped you out? Do you remember that? Do you remember everything you learned in Sunday school? You know, when I went to Sunday school, and I don't know if any of you older people, you can probably remember this. You know, you got the badge for saying verses, and then you get the little wreath that goes around it, then you get the bars that would go down, and someone who was really spiritual had a long thing, and then we did it way back. Spiritual. Do I remember all those verses? Do I remember them? But it is amazing to me, when I need them, they come to my mind. You ever had that? When I need help, God's Word comes to my mind. I know some of you have talked about that. It's just like, wow, all of a sudden this verse comes to my mind. And I know it's of God. He's helping me to remember what He said. See, the disciples, they have a terrible time remembering things. A terrible time remembering it. And they didn't understand things. John 12:16 says, "These things His disciples did not understand at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written of Him and that they had done these things to Him." When Jesus was glorified is when He ascended into heaven. And when He ascended into heaven, what happened? The Holy Spirit came down and the disciples remembered what had happened. They remembered what Jesus had said. And time and time again in the Bible, it says, remember. Remember, when Jesus rose from the dead, he told the ladies, remember what I said. He told the disciples, remember what I said. In the first letter of the Corinthians, we participate in the Lord's Supper. Why do we do that? Why did God want us to do that? Why do you think He wanted us to do that? So we would remember what Jesus Christ did for us, because He knows us. And He knows how quickly we forget what God has done, what God has said, what His Word has said to us. Well, one of the works of the Holy Spirit, and it is a very difficult work for the Holy Spirit, but it's to remind us of what God has said. And we really need to yield to the work of the Holy Spirit so that we can be reminded of what God said, especially when it talks about how our attitudes should be and how we should live and about obeying God, because these are things that we tend to forget, especially when we come into a difficult situation or when we're dealing with difficult people. Sometimes we tend to forget how God tells us to deal with people or to deal with our neighbors. I know I'm guilty of that. So this is just the beginning. talking about the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us, but He only teaches us the thing of God. He only teaches us the things that God wants us to know, and He doesn't teach us anything that is contrary to His Word. And the teachings of the Holy Spirit, in accordance with God's Word and with the teaching of Jesus Christ, are true. You can trust them. And you may look in the Bible and say, you know, that's a difficult passage of Scripture. That's hard. Yeah, it may be hard, but it's true. It's true. And the Holy Spirit leads us in things that are true, and then the Holy Spirit reminds us of God's words. The Holy Spirit reminds us of God's teaching, reminds us what Jesus said, what Jesus did, reminds us of the times when God has worked in our lives, and we need to remember the work of God and what He has done for us. So, as we're just starting out in what the Holy Spirit does and the work of the Holy Spirit, the first two things we need to remember is the Holy Spirit teaches us the things of God, and the Holy Spirit reminds us about things that we have learned, which we do tend to forget. But the job of the Holy Spirit is to remind us. But again, all of this only can happen when we allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. When we call upon God to help us, then His Holy Spirit will work in our hearts. I just want to encourage you to more fully yield to the leading of the Holy Spirit, to the teaching of the Holy Spirit, and to the work of the Holy Spirit in you. If you do that, you will grow in the Lord, and you will grow in the things of God, as He will teach you, and He will remind you of the things that you have already. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this time in Your Word. Thank You for sending to us Your Holy Spirit who works in us to teach us Your Word, to teach us the things of Your mind, to lead us in all truth, and to help us to remember what You have said and how You have blessed us. Father, help us, each one of us, to walk more fully with Your Holy Spirit, allowing Your Holy Spirit to lead us every step of our way as we live our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.